This story starts with screams. But don't worry, they are screams of delight. Freddie, 12, and Teddy, his 11-year-old sister, had been wanting new bikes for ages. And now the two kids stood at the door to their garage as Mr. Hardwick, their grinning father, waved a hand at the bikes, shining in the afternoon sunlight against the back wall. Freddie recognized his bike immediately. A black and green Razor high roller BMX bike. Sleek and hot and very sporty. Dad explained that Teddy's bike was a bright blue single speed. She instantly loved the white wall tires with their purple rims. Mr. Hardwick enjoyed their happy screams as they raced across the garage, grabbed handlebars, and ran their hands over the smooth leather seats.
"Check them out," he said. "See if we need to adjust the seats or anything."
Freddie was already out of the garage and halfway down the driveway. Teddy, the more cautious one, was still admiring the shiny, smooth fenders and just the newness of her treasure.
"Let's take them down Millstone Hill," Freddie shouted. "See how speedy they are. Fast and Furious 10.
Freddie was a movie fan. Teddy struggled with her balance. She leaned forward, testing the handlebars as she glided out of the garage.
"Awesome, Dad,"
she called as she sailed past him, pedaling harder to catch up to her brother.
"Totally awesome."
A giddy, gleeful moment. Purple afternoon shadows danced around puddles of sunlight. The air splashed their faces, cool and sweet-smelling. Of course, they had no idea they would soon run into the nasty Darrow brothers. Or that Harry and Cletus Darrow would make sure to spoil their fun. In fact, spoil their day. In winter, Millstone Hill was the perfect sledding hill because it slanted steep and straight. The hill seemed to go down a mile, and then you could bounce safely into the empty field at the bottom. In summer, it was crowded with neighborhood kids on all kinds of boards. Skateboards, rollerboards, even hoverboards. If you had the need for speed in Mount Sterling Village, you headed for Millstone Hill. The hill was deserted when Freddie and Teddy arrived. They gazed down the sloping pavement, imagining it to be a mountainside. They were side by side when they slid their hands away from the brakes, leaned over the handlebars, assuming their best racing pose, and began to pedal. And side by side, they flew down the hill, screaming at the top of their lungs, wind rushing at them like a storm. At the bottom, the new bikes glided along the pavement, smooth and fast. And both kids realized their hearts were pounding, and they were laughing, heads tossed back, laughing at the thrill of it. They walked their bikes back up, keeping to the tall grass at the side of the road. A few cars came down the hill, picking up speed as they descended. But there was never much traffic in this quiet part of town.
"Let's race," Freddie suggested when they reached the top.
He was the competitive one, not really a show-off, but generally wanting to be the best. Teddy started to protest. She didn't want to turn it into a contest. She just wanted to enjoy the feel of her new bike. But Freddie had already started pedaling downhill.
"Cheater!" she shouted. "That's not fair! I'm not racing!"
She watched as Freddie rocketed down. She heard the squeal of his brakes as he started to stop at the bottom. And then she cried out in alarm as his bike stopped too fast. Freddie wasn't used to those brakes, and he went sailing up from the seat and over the handlebars. He made a hard crunch as he landed on the pavement. Teddy saw his body bounce once, and then the bike fell on top of him. And she was pedaling without even realizing it, hurrying down the hill. Not gleefully this time, but with a heavy feeling in the pit of her stomach. She slowed to a stop and climbed off the bike.
"Freddie?"